Well, former President Donald Trump will not be on Facebook anytime soon. No, he lost in Facebook court yesterday, so he'll stay in Facebook jail or prison for some period of time. Facebook's oversight board upholding the Trump ban and banning free speech in America. This is why, my friends, I tell you that Facebook and others, well, it's a private company. Don't give me that crap. It's a private company that reaches billions of people worldwide and takes billions of dollars by mining your information and mine. And so don't tell me it's okay for them to silence people randomly and without consistency. I don't care if they're a private company or not. When you sit at the public square and you are the way that people communicate in 2021, you can have standards, but random standards that shut down conservatives only? No, sir, that does not fly. Conservatives blasting Facebook and its oversight board for upholding the indefinite ban. Now, they said it won't be permanent because that's not appropriate. But here's part of what was said. It's a sad day for America, a sad day for Facebook, because I can tell you a number of members of Congress now looking at, do they break up Facebook? The answer is yes, you do. Do they make sure that they don't have a monopoly? Yes, you do. And I can tell you that it's two different standards, one for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people that are on their sites. That's right. That comes from Mark Meadows, former congressman, former chief of staff for the president. Facebook and Twitter and others have clearly established two different sets of rules. One, if you're a conservative or a Republican or have a different ideology than them. And one, if you're a liberal. So said Corey Lewandowski. He's exactly right. During a radio interview, Lewandowski made those comments. And so the president, DonaldJTrump.com, from the desk of Donald J. Trump is a spot there now. So he can still converse with the rest of the world. You can't talk back, but he will be posting stuff there. But I don't know if it's any different than what he's been doing, because he's been releasing press releases and making comments that gets picked up and put in different places. So does it make any difference? I don't know if it does or not. Here's the story I was telling you about at the top of the show. Birth rates declining to the lowest level since 1979, despite COVID, despite the lockdown, despite all of those COVID conceptions, the COVID baby boom. Besides that, the U.S. birth rate has fallen to its lowest rate in decades. That information came out yesterday. The rate of births in the United States fell by 4% in 2020. Now, 2021, we'll keep an eye on. 3.6 million babies born in the U.S. That figure represents the sixth consecutive annual decline in the U.S. and the lowest birth rate since 1979, according to Reuters. The birth rate is lowest it's ever been, said Ken Johnson, a demographer at the University of New Hampshire. At some point, the question is going to be, the women who delayed having babies, are they ever going to have children? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. If they don't, that's a permanent notch in America's birth structure. Several major counties in Europe have also seen a steep decline in the birth rate. Citing data from population reference bureaus, Reuters noted that the U.S. birth rate fell to an all-time low in 1936 following the stock market crash in the late 1920s. Then there was the baby boom of the 50s, but birth rates took a dip again in the 70s. Following what important event? Roe v. Wade. Births dropped dramatically after the Supreme Court legalized abortion across the country. Meanwhile, incredible footage from inside a Moroccan maternity unit. I'm stunned by all of this. This is an incredible story. An incredible story. Nine babies born to a single mother. Nine babies born to a single mother. As the premature newborns beat the odds to survive, doctors revealing they delivered the five girls, four boys, Tuesday this week. They have confirmed that all nine newborns and their mother, Halima Sissi, from Timbuktu in Mali, are currently doing well. Nine. She's 25 years old. She had been expected to deliver seven babies following ultrasound scans in Mali and Morocco, but medics, they found two more. sneaking around in there. They found nine total. Her husband remains in Mali. She'll return home in several weeks, with Health Minister Fanta Sibi confirming she is doing well following heavy bleeding and a blood transfusion, as you could expect. She spent 2 weeks in the hospital in the capital of Bamako before being flown to Morocco in March for specialist care. She gave birth prematurely at 30 weeks, but all of the children seem to be fine. Nanuplets. Nanuplets. That's what it's called, nanuplets. Wow. Nine. The third ever recorded case of this phenomenon. Should all nine babies survive, the birth would break the current world's record set by Octomom. You know her, of course. Nadia Suleiman. She had eight babies in 2009. The babies born at 30 weeks measured an estimated 40 centimeters and weighed 2.8 pounds. Nine times 2.8. That's just incredible. Anyhow. Modern medicine, my friends, the miracle of modern medicine. The babies may have survived. Mom, in an earlier time, likely would not. So birth rates declined. She did her level best to increase birth rates in Morocco all by herself, apparently. At any rate, this part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Don't forget to get all of your American-grown fruits and vegetables one place, delivered free to your doorstep if you spend more than $100. I guess I was not making that point. If you spend $100 or more, delivery anywhere in America is free. All right? Fruits and vegetables supporting American farmers. They need all the help they can get from you. That's right. Quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show, 625. Don't forget, PatriotFoods.com.